Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, as the month of October 2016 comes to an end, I'd like to share with you a very important truth that will help you as you round off the year and prepare for November 2016. Meanwhile, congratulations for staying or living up to this point. I thank God for your life. What I want to share with you is about rest. In life, generally, your reward is nearly proportional to the quality of your productivity. That is to say, the amount of things you're able to produce, the amount of results you're able to get for your client, for your employer, and for people to a very large extent affect your reward, whether it's financial reward or any kind of reward you can think of. Now, as a result of this, many people now put in a lot of effort to be able to double their productivity, increase their effort, and ensure that their performance is peak. Now, there's nothing wrong with the practice. Even me, of course, you have heard me talk about 5 nuggets to boost your productivity. I've also talked to you about drastic decisions you have to make to maximize your time and all that. All of those podcasts are geared towards helping you ensure you make the maximum use of your time. However, there's one key thing we forget in our quest to double our productivity, in our quest to attain peak performance in life and our work. And that thing is very important in even attaining peak performance. We try to get peak performance, we try to attain optimum productivity, and in our quest, a lot of times we overlook, we play down, and we neglect one very key thing that has a very important role to play in our ability to attain peak performance. What I'm talking about is rest. Many times we work harder than we should, we put in a lot of effort, we deny ourselves a lot of things, we just do everything we think we can to ensure we attain peak performance. Unfortunately, we deny ourselves the needed rest. We deny ourselves the rest that will help us get better, the rest that will actually help us attain peak performance and optimal productivity in our work and life. That is why today I want to emphasize it again. As month comes to an end, if incidentally it's ending on a Monday, so I'm not saying you should go and take a rest today that is Monday. But what I'm saying in essence is that as you go out, please, weekend is there, plan your life, structure your day so that you have enough time to have adequate rest. Now, what I want to talk to you today is how rest help you boost your performance. I need you to understand this. Rest is a time off from your normal work or routine. It's a time of very little or even no work at all. It's not defined by the amount of time you spent taking it, although most times the longer the time allocated for rest, the better. Now, that is just that about rest. Having understood what rest is, I'd like to now take you line by line into how does rest actually help you boost productivity. If rest actually means a time of less work, a time of even no work, or a break from your routine, how does it now help me boost my productivity? I'll tell you. Our system is wired and designed to get tired at some point. It is wisdom on your own as a human being to allow that system to take a rest so as to get re-energized to work. I don't know how God did it, but he did it so that at some point you get tired. That's when you start feeling sleepy. That's when you can't even do much again. Or if you are, most of the work you do is mental work. When you're supposed to take mental rest and you refuse, your productivity drops, your ability to process information drops, your ability to even think fast drops, your creativity drops, and all that symptoms begin to manifest. Please understand this. There are diverse kinds of rest you can take. You can take a mental rest or physical rest. Mental rest comes up if most of the works you do require the use of your mental capacity. You do more of brain work than physical work. However, if most of the work you do is more of physical work, standing, walking, carrying something, and stuff like that, then you need a lot of physical rest more than mental rest. A lot of times what you do require a combination of both physical energy and mental energy, which also requires that when you have to take a rest, you take a rest, both mental rest and physical rest. When you have to take mental rest, what it just means is that you reduce or even stop the amount of time you spend, amount of mental work you do. That helps you take adequate rest that will allow you to get re-energized and rejuvenated to continue with your work after you've taken rest. Again, I want to tell you this. Our systems and cells are designed to get tired at some point. What it requires once you get tired is that you need to withdraw from your activities and allow it to rejuvenate, allow it to get better, allow it to build up, allow it to get energized to start so you continue your work. I hope you understand that. Now, another very important thing about REST is that REST offers you an ample time to have an objective look at your work, the strategies, the people you are using, and the system. Now, while you take this closer look at your system, your strategy, and all that, you begin to discover faults and areas you need to work on correcting. When you take REST, you withdraw yourself from your work. What it does for you is that it gives you enough time. You begin to reflect on your work. How did you do your work? Which better way can you do your work? How do you motivate your employers better and all that? These are simple things you begin to realize when you take yourself away from the work and begin to look at it as an outsider. So that's one key thing REST does for you. Now, a lot of times people refuse to take REST. You know their excuse. They say, if I take REST, this business will crash. And who is going to take care of it? It's common among people who run their businesses. Now, while I'm not saying you should take REST and leave your business, I just want to tell you this thing as a matter of fact. If you refuse to take REST because you don't want your business to die, you may wake up one day to realize that both you and the business do not exist in the realm of the living again. Now, for you, I say to fear, it does not work. Please, as much as you can, take REST from your work. Take REST, even if you are the owner of the business. In fact, if you own a business, you should structure it that it should be able to run in your absence. If you're self-employed, in which case you don't have much work, structure your business. Tell your clients when you'll be free and when you'll not be free. The point is that if you don't take an adequate REST, you will hardly make serious progress, and eventually you break down so that even though you are self-employed, you can't even do anything again. REST is a very important aspect of our lives. It's a way of allowing our system to get relaxed and re-energized for the work we have to do. Whenever we allow our system to take enough rest, productivity doubles. It increases in great measure. That's how come most times when you wake up, your productivity is better than when you are tired or when you're about to go to bed and you have stressed yourself out for the whole day. That is the same way it happens in life. Rest is not just the one we have at night. You can have an elongated rest, like a whole weekend of not doing anything, a whole week of not doing anything. That's how government and those who run businesses structured what they call leave. My charge to you is this. Take adequate rest to re-energize yourself for better performance in your life and work. Work pays. I'm not saying you shouldn't work, but please don't work until you break down and you cannot work again. I hope you got my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.